A surge of warmth yesterday pushed temperatures into the 60s and 70s across our area. A few spots actually made it into the low 80s for afternoon highs. In New York, Albany and Poughkeepsie both had their earliest 80-degree days on record. Albany hit a record high of 81. Poughkeepsie made it to 82. Further north, Glens Falls had its earliest 70-degree day on record, reaching a high temperature of 77 degrees. Along the Canadian border, Plattsburgh hit 71, and to the south, White Plains reached 76 degrees. In western Massachusetts, Pittsfield hit 75 degrees, and farther east in the Pioneer Valley, Westfield reached 80. And in Vermont, Burlington had a new record high of 70 degrees, Montpelier hit 68, which was a new record, and a new record high was set in St. Johnsbury at 65 degrees, and in interior Connecticut, Hartford at Bradley International Airport reached 81 degrees, also the earliest that the temperature has ever reached 80 in the Hartford area. So a mild day yesterday. Consider that we are still in wintertime. It's still early March, so warmth that you may expect to kind of sneak in by April, and it came well ahead of schedule, to say the least. And it's still a mild day across our area, not as warm as yesterday, with clouds and showers coming through. Though across the south, temperatures in many spots have bounced back into the 70s this afternoon. For the rest of us, we're in the 50s and 60s. We have a cold front that is slowly working its way through our area. The front has stalled a bit as low pressure is kind of scooting along that front through the late day and nighttime hours. Then as the low pressure area works off to the east, the showers will come to an end and that front will continue to work its way to the south. So showers are likely through the night. We could even see it end as a little mix of rain and snow across the northern mountains. And by tomorrow, a lingering shower is possible early, but then we will see drier weather build in. We'll see sunshine develop through the day tomorrow. And it's still going to be a mild day for this time of year, but just not quite as warm as it was yesterday and even today. Into the weekend, things are looking nice. Temperatures on both Saturday and Sunday should reach into the 50s to near 60s, so no chill in sight, at least over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely and patchy fog, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, clouds with an early rain or snow shower, then becoming mostly sunny with highs in the 40s to around 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, rain likely with patchy fog, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, clouds with an early rain or snow shower, then becoming mostly sunny with highs in the 40s to around 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, rain likely with patchy fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, clouds with an early shower, then becoming mostly sunny, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, rain likely with patchy fog, low around 40. Tomorrow, clouds with an early shower, then becoming mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny, mild, with highs in the 50s to around 60, and on Sunday, partly sunny and still warm, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.